In 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen. Yes, it was stolen from the Louvre Museum. This was a theft that was highly reported, and the people were outraged and upset, and all of France was very upset because they've lost their Mona Lisa painting. You know, eventually the culprit was found. It was actually an Italian guy. And he basically said that he stole the painting because he wanted to bring the painting home to Italy. Hi, this is Anita from 5 Minutes with Art. Today I want to talk a little bit about Mona Lisa. Yes, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa painting. If any of you have been listening to my podcast, you will notice that I love Leonardo da Vinci. And of course, the Mona Lisa is definitely one of my favorite paintings. The Mona Lisa is considered one of the most valuable paintings in the world. It has an insurance value of over $800 million. Now, that's a huge amount for any single painting. It's also really one of the cornerstone paintings for the Louvre Museum in Paris. And if any of you have gone to Paris this summer, you've traveled there, or you've done so in the past, chances are that you probably stopped in to the Louvre Museum to see the Mona Lisa. You know, the Mona Lisa has been on display for centuries in the Louvre Museum. They've been together for a long time. It is one of the biggest money makers also for the museum. It's not only a critical painting for the museum, but it's also one of the old paintings that they have on display that they've had there actually for hundreds of years. And a lot of people don't realize that the Mona Lisa has been in the Louvre Museum for literally hundreds of years and been on display. It is one of the most studied paintings in the world. It's famous because of its optic effects. When you view the Mona Lisa, many people feel that they're being watched by the Mona Lisa, and that no matter where they stand in the room viewing the painting, they feel like she's kind of watching you and sort of has a smile at you. This demonstrates that Leonardo da Vinci had this ability to paint paintings that were so real and that he understood the human body so much that he could paint a painting like this. You know, it's not just her eyes that seem to follow you, but also her smile. For centuries, people have talked about this smile and her eyes and just the Mona Lisa. When you go in to see the painting, you see it's a relatively small painting. It's not really very large, but yet it's a small painting that has this huge impact. Many also ask, who is the Mona Lisa? There's this great mystery around who the actual Mona Lisa is. And the truth is, we really don't know. There's a lot of people who suppose and think that they might know who she is. But the truth is, we really don't know who the actual Mona Lisa is. And what's added to the entire lore of the Mona Lisa was, in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen. Yes, it was stolen from the Louvre Museum. This was a theft that was highly reported, and the people were outraged and upset, and all of France was very upset because they've lost their Mona Lisa painting. You know, eventually the culprit was found. It was actually an Italian guy, and he basically said that he stole the painting because he wanted to bring the painting home to Italy. And so, you know, when they found him and found the painting, it was because the painting was then in Italy. Well, the truth was that he was trying to sell the painting to somebody because there's a lot of question as to whether he was doing it for patriotic duty or for his own money. And there's a lot of evidence that show that maybe he was trying to get his own money from it. But, you know, this became a great national thing between Italy and France. And the painting was viewed in Italy, and then eventually it went back to France. And since then, the Mona Lisa doesn't get let out very often. The painting stays there in the Louvre Museum because it is such an important painting for the museum. What is interesting about this painting is there's so much mystery and rumors and other things that go around about the painting itself. You know, some people say that Leonardo da Vinci spent 12 years painting Mona Lisa's lips. You know, there's no evidence to show that he actually spent the 12 years, but he did have the painting in his possession for quite a while. We do know that Napoleon, for a while, had the painting in his bedroom, that he liked the painting so much it was in his bedroom. And we also know that it was a painting that long was admired, and it was a painting that was long admired by not only the people in France, but throughout the world. So, the Mona Lisa itself is a painting that is sort of, shrouded in all this, mystery about how long did it take Leonardo da Vinci to paint it? How long did he work on it? Who is the Mona Lisa and why was it stolen? And that, of course, adds to the reason why the Mona Lisa is still today one of the most popular and well-known paintings throughout the world. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this 5 minutes with art. And if you get a chance, go on to Apple Podcasts or another platform and rate us and, hopefully give us a thumbs up. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you be part of our community. We'd love to have you join with us every week to learn something little about art because art is such an important part of our lives. I want to also thank my team that helps me, particularly Rico, who helps me to be able to put these podcasts together.